Happened.
Hey Joyce, this is Peter. Are you there?
Can you hold on 1 second?
Sure.
Okay. Okay, Mr. Peter.
Yes, Joyce. Firstly, I am here to apologize that I was not in the office properly from last couple of days. Okay.
Right.
Because I was not feeling well. I fainted in the office due to high fever. Then my colleagues took me to the hospital. I had some medications, but I'm feeling much better now. So that is the reason I thought of giving you a call so that we can discuss about it. Mm-hmm.
Well, I did call for you on Monday because I got some very disturbing news. But I called you on Monday, and one of your coworkers said that you were on sick leave.
Exactly. On Monday, I was not in the office. On Tuesday, I left early. And even on yesterday, on Wednesday, I left early too. So today is the day I'm in the office for full time. And I'm able to sit on the chair because I was having a lot of weakness. I wasn't able to sit, but now I'm feeling much better. I hope you understand my situation.
Oh, of course I do. Were you tested for COVID?
No. I was not tested for COVID. Thankfully, I was safe from COVID. But yes, I had some fever and some symptoms according to like the symptoms we have in COVID. But I got it tested, and there was no COVID.
Oh, that's good. That's good. Well, I'm certainly glad that you are feeling better.
Mm-hmm.
And I hate to tell you this very bad, disturbing news that I received.
What happened? Everything okay?
Well, no. Everything's not okay. This is concerning my credit.
Okay.
I received a text. I'm sorry, not text. I received an email on last Sunday, on a Sunday, not a weekend, from my Discover card.
Okay.
And they said that they needed me to call them right away because there was evidence of fraud on my card. So I called them.
Mm-hmm.
And they asked me, did I make a purchase to I think the name of them was Winscope or Winscribe or something, Winscribe, a computer programming company. Are you familiar with them?
Okay. And what was the charge, basically? Can you tell me the amount?
Are you familiar with Winscribe?
Well, I guess that we might have a merchant from which we process the payments. So that might be the merchant name. But if you can tell me the exact amount, I can go ahead and look into that transaction.
Well, it's too late now because Discover closed my account because of fraud. They closed my account. So I do not have a Discover card anymore. And also, they said that they were going to do an investigation for fraud because the company is out of the country or something, in Canada or something.
Yep.
And you see, my Discover card is the card that I use to make the $648 payment to your company for the website.
Yes.
And I don't know how this Winscribe could have gotten my card number if they didn't get it from you all. And then the first time that I tried to make a payment to you all, it was through my Bank of America card. And they completely shut down the card right away. I have not had my Bank of America card since the 25th of April when I tried to charge the $648 to your company. Because Bank of America said that it was fraud.
Okay.
And so now my Discover card has been turned off completely. So I don't have any, and I was going to go ahead and get that $250 package that you were telling me about for the and I can't now because I don't have a credit card. Both my cards that I have tried to use with you have been cut off. They told me they were suspending my account because of fraud, and they were going to do an investigation.
Well,
so this is very disturbing.
Do you pay the $648 from the Bank of America card or from the Discover card?
Discover. The Bank of America would not approve it.
Okay.
They said Bank of America would not approve the charge because they said it was a online charge, and they wouldn't approve it. So I paid the $648 on my Discover card, and now some Windscribe has charged the card, and I've never even heard of a Windscribe. I've never even bought anything from Windscribe.
Yeah.
So they just went ahead and closed it.
Well, recently you have not paid anything to us, okay? But if you think that the charge of $648, if they were talking about the charge of $648,
No. They're not talking about that charge. That charge has already been paid to you all.
Yeah. So recently you haven't paid anything to us, okay? So that might be other company.
But I'm wondering why Windscribe charged my Discover card. How did they even get the number?
Well, that is the reason. If you can just tell, if you know the amount, what was the exact amount? So I can go ahead and look into the transaction of which they were talking about, which was outside of the United States.
Well, I don't. I mean, I don't even know because I haven't looked at my. I just called Discover and asked them about why my card was turned off, and they said it was because of the Windscribe transaction.
Okay.
They asked me, did I make the transaction, and I told them no.
Okay, and you were right now calling me to pay the amount for the payment merchant, right? But your cards are disabled.
Both of them have been disabled.
Okay, and what?
So I have no way to proceed. So I was just gonna say, you might as well suspend my account because I have no way to proceed with this.
Well, we can work out with that. Okay, that's not a problem. Okay, you have been our existing client. We can make a way out. We can figure this out. Okay, that's not a problem. Can I please know that what services you would like to go with? Was it the SEO or was it the payment merchant or the domain name?
But I'm telling you, Mr. Peter, I don't have a credit card
No problem. Okay, that's not. I'm just asking about the services right now. Like, would you like to go with the SEO or the payment merchant, or would you like us to secure the domain name for you first?
I don't want any of them because I have no way to pay them. And plus, I don't remember what you said was $250. I think it was
the payment merchant. Yeah. It was
right. But I don't want to do that now because I have no way to pay.
Okay.
I don't understand how this Windscribe could have gotten my card number. Did they get it from you, from your company?
Can you tell me the spelling of that merchant?
WINDSCRIBE.
Okay. So can you please hold on the line? Let me check in my billing department. Sure. Hey Joyce, you there? Okay, Joyce, so I just checked with the billing. I transferred your information to the billing department. Okay, and they are checking that whether that transaction was from our side or for some other company. Okay, and I really apologize that if from our side you have faced this issue. However, I guess Thomas told you that we have two or three merchants. Okay, one's from UK, one's from USA. And the next time, whenever you get your card, okay, whenever you get your credit card resolved, we will be making the payments from the USA merchant within the US. Okay, so that will not be a problem in the future. However,
but how did they even get my credit card number?
Which actually we use merchants to proceed with the payments. Okay, and you provided us with a card to go through the payment of 648. So we proceeded on the UK merchant, which was outside of the USA. So we are still not sure that transaction is from our company. Okay, but once the billing gives me a confirmation, I'll let you know that too. However, as far as the project is concerned of your website, that will not be on hold. Okay, we will be doing the payment integrations and everything from our company fund. Okay, and we can proceed with the upload. We can upload the products on the website in the meantime. We can upload the prices. We can do the changes. And whenever you get your credit card back, okay, you can pay the amount on the same USA merchant. Okay, and we can proceed with the completion of the website.
Well, this is very disturbing because Discover told me that those same people tried to charge my card three times, and the last time was just last Sunday. That's why they emailed me and told me to give them a call.
Well,
they just tried to charge my credit card last Sunday.
Well, then
3 days ago.
If they try to charge a card on weekend on Sunday, then that charge will be not from our side because on Saturdays and Sundays we are off. And our billing is not in the office too. So there might be some scam or sort of something, but that charge is not from our side. We just processed the payment one time on the UK merchant, which was of $648, which went through. Other than that, we have never tried to bill your card for the extra amount. And I can confirm you with my billing too. We have sent you the invoice of 648 too. So you have the proof.
Right. Right. Well, I don't know how anyone else could have gotten my Discover card because I never did use a Discover card that much. I used a Bank of America card, but now that one's been closed too when I tried to charge the 648 on it to you. They closed it immediately that day.
Well,
that was the 25th of April, I believe.
You know that in this country, there are a lot of scams going on. People are getting credit
cards.
The data is getting leaked. So that might be some sort of scam if they're trying to charge a card again and again. But we don't charge customers' card, even if we have the cards. Firstly, we don't keep it on files because that's a confidential information. So we don't keep it on files. But even if we have that, we don't try to charge the cards again and again, because there was no authorization from your side.
Well, I don't understand how this WinScribe could have even gotten my Discover card number, but I guess with cybersecurity, it's possible.
Exactly.
But anyway, I'll just have to wait and see how this all turns out with the Discover.
No problem. You can take your time. Okay. However, we will be proceeding with the payment merchants with our company funds. Okay. And as far as the SEO and the domain name is concerned, so did you get a chance to review the domain name? Like, what would you like to reserve? Because downmemorylane.com was already reserved. You remember I told you. So if we don't reserve the downmemory-lane.com, that might become reserved too. And then we cannot access to that domain too. So I guess that we should reserve that as soon as possible so that we can link it to the Shopify website.
Well, I will have to, I'll let you know when I call you tomorrow because, you know, I'm so baffled about all this. I don't know, you know, how in the world this WinScribe. Have you ever heard of WinScribe?
No, I've never heard of that. And if they're trying to charge a card again and again, I'm sure it's completely a scam.
Well, this scam has caused my Discover card to be turned off.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm glad that they caught it. You know,
yeah,
they haven't paid them.
You can have a word with Discover, okay, and whenever the issue gets resolved, you can just come back to us. You can let me know that, Peter, I've got my card, and we can proceed with the payment on the USA merchant, and you'll get the invoice right away once you pay us the amount.
Okay, then. Okay, that'll be fine. Okay, well, then I'll talk to you soon about all this, okay?
Sure.
And you continue to feel good and get better.
Yeah, thank you so much for that, Joyce.
Thank you.
Okay, I'll talk to you tomorrow so that we can have the product descriptions and the prices which you just sent me recently, and we can upload them on the website too, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.